Hey guys, my name is Amy Coonan, and I am a millennial on a mission to eat, clean, cook, dress, and live more sustainably. It's because of that I'm also the host of The Town Hall, Rubicon's first and only podcast where we share sustainability stories from the industry's influencers and the biggest brands. Jam-packed with tips, tricks, and need-to-know info for those that want to do better for the planet but may not know where to start. We are covering it all. Last year, we spoke to some incredible people who are doing some incredible things for our planet. The executive director of the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation, the CEO of Seven Generation Cleaning Products, and one of the brains behind environmental sustainability in the NBA. This season, we're kicking it up a notch. Don't forget to download and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or iHeartRadio so that you don't miss a minute. And if you can't catch us on your commute or you don't download directly, don't stress. You can check out our website at rubiconglobal.com/townhallpodcast for recaps, reviews, and all things Town Hall. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Town Hall. Today, I am joined by Sarah Paigiu, co-founder and CEO of Blue Land. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Amy. Really excited to be on.
So, you know, I want to start. I'm a bit of a procrastinator. I always start this like big spring cleaning that crawls its way into summer and I can finally like buckle down and deep clean my place. So having you on, I think, is the motivation that I need. It's no big secret, though, that a lot of the cleaning products on the market are toxic for humans and animals and are major landfill polluters, and they're not helping the plastic plague of our generation. So before we talk about Blue Land and your solution, I kind of wanted to address the problem. Our show is targeted towards, like I've said before, millennials who want to do better things for the planet but don't know where to start. So people may not know how bad it is truly out there. You know, using a little bit of shock value, what are some things that you can tell us about plastic and microplastics in our oceans, on land, and even in our food and in our houses?
Yeah, absolutely. Hate to open it up with some Debbie Downer stats, but I definitely am sort of chock full of them. But, you know, that definitely was an inspiration for the creation of Blue Land. You know, I was a new mom and it just hit me that, you know, in the food and the formula that I was making my baby, that, you know, there was microplastics in there, because all this plastic that we're consuming as a society is now, you know, breaking down into these tiny pieces of plastic that are too small to filter out. And now it's showing back up in the water that we drink and the food that we eat. And it's like, so for example, just last month, there was a new study that came out saying that on average, we eat about a credit card's worth of plastic every week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, which is horrifying. And again, the stat that, you know, really got me 2 years ago to start cutting back my own plastic consumption was that in an average liter of water, regardless of whether it's tap or bottled water, you have over 100 pieces of microplastics in there floating around.
So learning about all that stuff, is that kind of what sparked your passion for environmental sustainability? You know, what is your personal and professional timeline? How'd you start fighting the good fight?
Yeah. So that definitely was it. You know, I've built my career in direct-to-consumer sort of retail startup space. You know, I founded my first retail startup almost 10 years ago called SnapBet. It was a mobile shopping app that helped consumers find products in stores around them. I was able to sell that business 4 years into one of the world's largest shopping search engines. And then after that, I helped start two direct-to-consumer brands, MGemmy and Rockets of Awesome. And then I became a mom. And, you know, when I did, I realized that I still really loved working. I really still loved, you know, building new businesses and being in early stage startups, but it was taking a lot of my time away from my family. And so that if I was going to continue sort of that lifestyle, I really wanted to make it count and do something that was more personally meaningful. And at the same time, that's when I realized I was, you know, I had breastfed my son exclusively for 11 months. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. And because of a work trip, I was switching, because of a long work trip, I was switching over to formula. And that's when I started doing all this research around what kind of water I should use to make his formula. And then I was just horrified to find sort of the state in which we're currently at. And so that's what inspired me to, as a consumer, just try to cut back my own plastic consumption. And that's when I realized that, wow, like we just don't have any choice as a consumer. So many of these most everyday products, like household cleaning products or shampoo or body lotion or toothpaste, they all come packaged in in single-use plastic. And that's what really inspired me to try to find, you know, give consumers more choice.
So that's where Blue Land comes in. So Sarah, what is Blue Land?
Yeah, so with Blue Land, we're, you know, trying to reimagine traditional household cleaning products and personal care products to eliminate the need for this plastic packaging. Our first set of products that we've launched are a set of cleaning sprays. So a multi-surface cleaner, a bathroom cleaner, and a glass and mirror cleaner. And if you think about, you know, these cleaners, you know, they're over 95% water. And so what we've done is we've shrunk down those cleaners to a tablet the size of a nickel. And, you know, these tablets are 300 times lighter, 200 times smaller than a full bottle of like Windex, for example. And how it works is you just have to buy one of our bottles once, and our bottles are beautiful and designed to be reused over and over again. And after that, you can just buy the tablets. You simply fill the bottle up with warm water and you drop in a tablet. It takes just a few minutes. It starts, you know, bubbling on its own. There's no shaking or stirring required. And yeah, at the end of a few minutes, you have a full bottle of solution and you can get cleaning. And best of all, when you run out of solution, you don't have to buy or throw away another plastic bottle. You can just simply buy our refill tablets that come packaged in paper instead of plastic.
So, you know, that kind of leads me in to one of my next questions, and it is about, you know, the forever bottle. That's one of the big ways that you guys are diverting plastic waste from our oceans. And, you know, the forever bottle is exactly what it sounds like. You know, a reusable bottle that you can just continue to use over and over and over again, which isn't innovative, but it's innovative in this space. What are some of the other innovations around your sustainable packaging plan? Is everything recyclable or reusable or compostable?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it was important for us from the very beginning to, you know, make sure that we were building this company the right way, especially by the environment. And so we partnered with Cradle to Cradle, which is the world's most comprehensive assessment and certification program, and worked closely with them to source and manufacture everything from our bottles to even things like our wrappers. So, you know, the wrappers that go around our tablets were truly like a labor of love. You know, we definitely went into it naively thinking like, sure, we're going to wrap, you know, these tablets in paper and we're going to want the paper to be compostable and recyclable. And that ended up being so much more difficult than we could have ever imagined, but we were able to get there. It took us, you know, about a year and a half. And, you know, we were very dead set on landing on a wrapper that was paper-based and compostable and recyclable. But it's hard because ultimately, you know, this paper had to be strong enough to hold up on machinery that is really only made for plastic packaging. And it also had to hold up in all of our stability testing. So, you know, the paper had to protect the tablet, you know, when we put them in heat chambers with 80% relative humidity for the equivalent of 2 years. And so ultimately we literally searched high and low around the globe. We ended up, you know, sourcing a material out of Europe. And so, you know, the packaging solution was entirely sort of built, you know, from the ground up and is proprietary.
I want to back up a little bit to when you were talking about C2C and cradle to cradle certification.
Yeah.
Like I have mentioned before, our show is geared towards people who want to be conscious consumers and support brands that are doing the right thing for the environment. And a lot of our listeners, you know, are trying and trying hard, and they may not chain themselves to a tree to fight for sustainable causes, but, you know, they will seek out an eco-friendly company, but they may not be familiar with all of the terms and the different certifications. And I did have the Cradle to Cradle founder, Bill McDonough, on the podcast at the start of the year. But in your own terms, explain Cradle to Cradle and what that means for a company.
Yeah. So Cradle to Cradle, you know, they truly invented this concept. And the name really stems from this idea that it's in direct opposition to cradle to grave. We're really trying to eliminate the supply chain and be thoughtful about the sort of entire supply chain from sort of inception and beginning of production all the way through to thinking about end of life and disposal. And the reason why it was important for us to partner with an organization like Cradle to Cradle is that we didn't want to be so focused on one area, right, where we were trying to be great. So for example, like we didn't want to be so focused on just purely, you know, eliminating plastic waste that in, you know, another area of our supply chain, we were doing worse by the environment from a carbon emissions perspective or from, you know, a toxins in our paint perspective, you know, going back into the oceans. So, you know, that's why it was really important for us to team up with the experts that, you know, truly had a very comprehensive end-to-end approach and that would work with us to also, you know, vet in detail all of our suppliers. And so, you know, I mentioned the wrappers is one area that we worked together. We also worked with them on the formulations of our cleaning tablets, as well as the bottle. And so across everything, it was important to us also to earn their platinum rating, which is the highest rating that they give, because again, we really, you know, even as founders, we want to prove to ourselves that, you know, building a CPG, you know, a new kind of CPG for our generation, we want to build it from the ground up, right? And so even on, you know, the chemistry side and on the tablet side, it was very helpful to work with C2C because, you know, for example, fragrance manufacturers are kind of notorious for hiding behind IP and not disclosing the ingredients that are, you know, within the fragrance. And by partnering with C2C, they were willing to open up and, you know, show C2C all sort of the underlying ingredients so we can feel confident that the fragrance is truly non-toxic and safe for both people and planet.
I love that. I think that, you know, one of the issues that our generation takes really seriously is ingredient transparency. And we've talked about that on here before. And I think, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head and said that there aren't a lot of options and there aren't a lot of options for our generation. And I'd be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity when we are talking about, you know, quote unquote, our generation to talk about the use of a social media platform to get your message across. I mean, like Rubicon, Blue Land also boasts like a very sustainable office culture. And I'm a big fan of the Blue Land Instagram. I love all of the behind the scenes content from your office. Talk to me a bit about your social media strategy and more importantly, Plastic Free Fridays, which I love.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, social is great. I truly believe it's the best thing that's, you know, happened to marketing in recent times in the sense that, you know, it's where people are naturally spending time and also just looking for information. And it's just a great way to engage with consumers and also just like an easy, laid back, entertaining way. And so for us, it's been just a great platform for us to, you know, raise awareness about, you know, little ways that people can reduce their own plastic consumption, but again, keep it light and fun and entertaining. And I think we've been, you know, really excited by all the engagement that we've been seeing. And not just from like, you know, the hardcore environmentalists, but really from just, you know, a lot of people who have good intentions, who want to do better, who are, you know, stepping into sort of a more eco or, you know, reduced plastic lifestyle for the first time. And it's been just really fun. And they're stepping in it, you know, a lot of them are actually stepping in it for the first time with Blue Land, which is really exciting. But on top of that, I think, you know, we have such an opportunity to educate and further empower people on, you know, again, so many of these, like, you know, very easy steps that they can take and, you know, really celebrate progress instead of, you know, pushing perfection.
What are some tips and tricks that you can offer the listeners to reduce personal plastic consumption in and out of the office? What are some things that you do?
Yeah. So I think, you know, that one we've been really highlighting, like to your point, through things like Plastic Free Fridays. So, you know, so what we do for Plastic Free Fridays are, you know, we follow an individual. We have an individual take over our Instagram account and our stories every Friday. And, you know, he or she takes us throughout her day and, you know, highlights both, you know, the steps that he or she takes to try to reduce her plastic consumption, but also, you know, highlight missteps that happen that are, you know, unintentional along the way. And, you know, I think, you know, in that process, like we do highlight some of the many great tips that we're able to share with consumers. So for example, you know, when I did my Plastic Free Friday a couple of days ago, I was really excited to share with people, you know, even with my morning routine, what I do with my contact lenses, for example. You know, I think contact lenses is definitely, you know, one area that it is very hard to avoid, you know, the little plastic cases or the contact solution coming in the plastic bottle. But I was able to share with people that for me, you know, I've switched from dailies to the bi-weeklies. And then I also then, my husband and I both collect our contact lens, you know, disposable cases, and then we'll mail them into TerraCycle. about once every quarter or so. So everything from that to, you know, being able to show people, you know, sunscreen. You know, there's great now. So I wear sunscreen every day, and there's great sunscreen that now comes in tins instead of plastic. Same goes for deodorant, etc.
Yeah, I just think it takes a little bit more effort and a little bit more research, but in the long run, it's certainly the right and conscious and better choice to make. And I think that it's very cool, a company like Blue Land, who, you know, like, we did not have a lot of alternatives. If I wanted to go get cleaning supplies, I would walk to my grocery store and I would only have what was in front of me. And that, so I think it's very cool coming up with option. Is it a subscription base? I mean, do you get tablets sent every month, or can you order like a bulk? How do we get started with the cleanup kit?
Yeah, it's a good question. So it isn't a subscription. We obviously considered a subscription offering, and it is one that we will offer in the future as an option. But we didn't want to have people feel like they were forced into a subscription. You know, I think ultimately our goal really is to reach as many households as possible and just really lower the barrier for people to participate. And so, and that, you know, weighed heavily into all the development that we did to try to get to a low price point. So, you know, it was really important for us from the beginning to also try to hit a tablet price point of just $2, which would mean that, you know, you could refill your bottle of cleaning solution for just $2, which would be, you know, unequivocally cheaper than going out and buying a new plastic bottle full of solution. And, you know, we felt that the, you know, money saving bit would be another important element for us to sort of reach beyond, you know, the traditional environmentalist. And that's, you know, one example of, you know, the handful of notions of, you know, quote unquote eco that we want to flip on its head. I think, you know, a lot of people hear eco and they think it's going to be more work. It's going to be, you know, more expensive, as I mentioned, and it's going to be a lot less effective. And, you know, with the use of the tablet, we want to make it super simple. You just drop in a tablet and that's it. And then from a effectiveness perspective, it was also really important to us that we be able to show that, you know, based on, you know, the industry standard third-party studies, that we can outperform the leading comparable brands, which we've done.
I love that. Okay, Sarah, before I let you go, I do want to play our rapid fire game with you. I'm going to rattle off a series of 10 just little quick questions, and you just say the first thing that comes to your mind. You ready?
Okay, sounds good.
Number one, what do you like on your pizza?
I like pepperoni.
What is the last really good movie that you saw?
Oh, I'm so bad. I haven't watched a movie in so long. Is that a bad answer?
Where is your dream vacation destination?
Montana.
What is one piece of advice that you've heard in your career that's really just stuck with you?
Jump and the net will appear.
Who is the last person that you texted?
My husband.
Okay, here's another movie one, but I think it'll be, actually, it may be harder.
Oh, no.
If any actor, dead or alive, could play you in the movie of your life, who would you cast as yourself?
Oh, my God. This is not rapid fire. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Right now, I mean, I'm obsessed with Zooey Deschanel and everything that she's doing, sort of professionally as well as personally for the planet.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Definitely NSYNC.
And lastly, what does success mean to you?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that's really evolved with age, and I think that's been sort of the best part about it. I think success for me has just been, you know, asking myself the question, like, am I still growing and happy and learning and enjoying the company of, you know, the people that I work with day to day? And, you know, am I spending my time in ways that also, you know, make me happy with the people and working on things that make me happy? And I think if the answer is generally yes, that is success.
I love that. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. Guys, follow Blue Land on Instagram for a lot of plastic-free tips and tricks, you know, more than we could give in one episode. And follow Sarah, too, because your son is literally the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, thank you.
I shouldn't have slipped that in there, but I had to. You guys are getting a lot of really good press and a lot of visibility, and I'm just honored to be one of the platforms that's able to tell your story. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.